All right, y'all, what's going on? Your boy DJ Fluff is still in the building, or basically outside the building and always in the car. This is called the DJ Fluff Random Show, the Random Fluff Show. I don't know. It's so random of a name. It's just random. Okay, so usually I come on here and I get to tell them about random stories of my life and everything else. But guess what I'm going to tell you? What a lot of people not telling you one-on-one, and I'm not going to do it and talk all the way through it. I'm basically going to tell you now. So in the beginning of this thing, I'm going to give you exactly what Being Safe 101, the quick little guides. And at the end, I'm basically chit-chat. And we all chit-chat together. So let's go with what people not saying 101. The rules and stuff of this crazy virus. No, what, basically, how to protect yourself 101. I'm sorry. No one's saying nothing about your foot. The bottom of your shoe carries so many germs, it makes no sense. I'm not trying to make you paranoid. Remind you, this is not, warning, this is not a paranoid scare. But the bottom of your shoe, if you have a floor mat at home, if you can grab some alcohol in a spray bottle, and when you come in the house, you take your shoes off, you spray that mat real quick, or spray the mat that's in front of your door. Spray it real quick, and then as you spray that, you wipe your feet, stump your feet on it like a couple times, then take your shoes off at the door. Shouldn't really wear shoes around the house right now. Just right now. That's one. Two. If you own a black light, or you real close to a place that has a black light, go get it. UV rays take off 80-something% or 100% of different pathogens and viruses in this whole, like, completely. A lot of people do not know that. You take UV rays, the sun does a real good job, too. And if you out, and the only days I say if you have to go out, please be days that the sun is beaming. Because the sun has its own UV rays and it get rid of certain pathogens also. But a black light has UV rays also, and it can get rid of everything. Now, P.S., before, I just went grocery shopping, right? And when I go grocery shopping, I go upstairs. I got the black light by the door now. Just the black light and the mat. That's all I got right now. Then, you know what I'm saying, we ain't going too far. So, with the mat and the black light, what happens is when I come in the house with the groceries, I bring the groceries in, and I, you know what I'm saying, I wave the black light over the groceries, and as I take them out the bag, I kind of wave it over the whole thing. Now, to spray the bag down, that's cool, but if it ain't in a plastic anything, I wouldn't spray that mug down. Like, plastic, yeah, I'll spray that. But a lot of stuff, nah, not too much. One of the reasons why is, like, you spray a thing of cookies, and it's a cheap pack, it's going to go all in them cookies. You're going to have some alcohol up cookies. That's real nasty. Please don't do that. And P.S., yes, another thing is you do not need hand sanitizer right now. You do, but if, like, you don't have to buy 75 pounds, I mean, gallons of the shit. I'm just saying. If you, alcohol, no one's touching alcohol right now. It's the craziest thing. Spray bottle, alcohol works better than hand sanitizer. Let me tell you why. Hand sanitizer has a lot of the perfume stuff in it. Oh, it smells good and clean. A lot of women, and actually a lot of people just in general, when they smell that good, clean little smell, they literally mentally think that, oh, yeah, this just got rid of germs. Why? Because I can smell it. It's the germ. It's the witchcraft. No. Alcohol works better than that, boo-boo. So go ahead, go grab you some alcohol today with some a spray bottle. That sounds good. The masks, those masks are good. Those masks are cool. But also, if you take your mask and you use it at one location, you can kind of, to a point, you can, it depends on which mask it is. Find out which mask you can actually wash. You can reuse certain ones, only certain ones. Find it out, please look it up, check it out. You probably can spray it down and call it a day. Some people do, but before you use it like before you walk out the house with it and you spray it with alcohol. Please note that you don't want to be out in the streets high as hell and huffing through a container real quick. So find out how long that takes to get up out of there, blow it out or something. Oh, and for the people that go get air sanitizer plug-ins in your house, all you had to do was get a black light. I'm seriously, a lot of people don't understand me. A lot of this stuff is literally people making tons of money right now. You get a black light. As you have a black light, if you think that it's scarce and it can come through through the air and everything else, okay. More than 90-something percent of your air in your house comes from your furnace or your heating ducts. A lot. If you have radiators, then that's different. Then you just turn your black light on in the rooms that you mostly be in, and you'll be okay. But for anybody else, you know what I'm saying, with furnace and not a radiator, what you'll do is you can take that black light, take the black light, put it over there by, right, you know how you put your filter in your furnace, right, when you put your filter in, shine it, put it right there, beam it right on the thing and everything. But pre-warned, the furnace can get hot, stuff can get messy. Be careful, please. Watch it for at least a minute and see how long do it takes to get too hot. If it's getting too hot, no, don't do that, boo-boo. Let's not do that. You know what I'm saying? Let's do something else. You know what I'm saying? Okay. P.S. Another thing, too. If you go into, let's say, a local little diner or something and it's still open and it don't smell like Lysol in that joint, and you like, eh, it don't smell like Lysol in here, and you don't see no real cleanliness going on, if you did go out, then guess what? You not eating there, homie. Get up out of there. You know what I'm saying? Don't touch no doorknobs, not right now. And if you can, you know what I'm saying? Oh, P.S. Don't spray no doorknobs down either, because even if you have Lysol, people is so on edge that they don't even trust the person with the Lysol. It could be 1,000% Lysol. And I'm just saying, it's a lot of people on edge. People thinking everybody out here terrorists. Everybody turning on each other. And if you really want to know, the government did this exact thing for this exact reason. If we take over some other stuff, if you think about it real quick, everybody turning on each other before the main people that should be turned on. If you don't know what I mean, you ask yourself that question and really go into hard detail about that. Well, another thing too, if you can, grab that spray bottle and throw it in your car. One in the house, one in the car, one in your pocket. Small one in your pocket. Why not? You know what I'm saying? Because hand sanitizer is something else, man. It's something else. So you got your black light, you got your hand sanitizer, you got your feet good when you go inside the house. Now, let's get to your vitamins. Real quick. Okay. A lot of people is drinking orange juice. I'm going to say this real quick. Orange juice don't have shit in it. It's done. A lot of people think that it's vitamin C in there. Look, let me tell you this real quick. Regular milk right now tears your immune system down. That orange juice that you think they have, oh yeah, it got vitamin C. No, eat orange. I know, a lot of people be like, what? What you mean? No, eat orange. And let it have seeds. That means that it's real. It's not that GMO crap. Now, with that being said, let's go to the other vitamins that you haven't heard of. Okay. I keep forgetting the first name of this. Something silver. I'm going to just go to the other ones before I even talk about that one. Let's see. Black seed oil. Black seed oil is the jump off. When I say black seed oil is, oh my goodness. Black seed oil is so good. And the fact is, it builds your immune system up, and you could be straight out. You could walk around that virus and probably not even catch it. Because the fact is, your immune system build up. But if you did catch it, you need to build your immune system up. So these are my tips to build your immune system up with no bullcrap over-the-counter medicine. You can go get black seed oil for your local Whole Foods or something like that. But if you can get the black seed oil tablets, like just the little capsules, get those, because black seed oil tastes, yeah. It's a bad mother right there, boy. Okay. Another thing, go get you some olive leaf extract. You can get that from Amazon also. And if you order something from Amazon or any other place, spray the box down first. Open the box up, spray it down too. Do it with gloves, throw the gloves away. Everything should be sprayed. Everything. Let me tell you why. Because you don't know if Amazon, like, look, we ain't telling nobody, but some of our employees have this disease, but we just ain't saying nothing. A lot of people are very irresponsible, and they only think about money. So guess what? Yeah, spray it down just in case if you order something from Amazon. P.S. Let's keep going. Okay. This one is the number one, and it should have been taken a long time ago through people just off GP. And Dr. Sabi can't say it enough. And literally, I want y'all to look all this stuff up to also, too. And if you want, you can, you will, and you should get sea moss. A lot of people say Irish sea moss or either just sea moss. And find out how to incorporate that into a meal or something, into a gel. How to cook it, how to preserve it, how to use this. That will be further research on you also. But sea moss, build your immune system up for everything. You oh, P.S. Sea moss. Let me tell you what it cures. Let me see. Everything, just about. Man, this thing is the nuttiest thing ever. But a lot of doctors do not want you to know, and a lot of people do not want you to know about sea moss. If you look it up, you have, 39 enzymes that you have to have in your body, and proteins that you have to have in your body all the time, every single day. This thing has 34. You know what I'm saying? That's how bad this mother is right here. So, yeah. P.S. Another thing, too. Try to wing yourself off of meat. Because when you have a rich diet, which is like rich in protein and stuff like that, a lot of times you eat more food. If you eat more food and stuff hits the fan, which I'm going to be real. You get the real shit from me. I believe it is. So if this shit hit the fan, please find a bug out spot, a location. Take your family, throw them in a van. Y'all get a solar power. Oh, yeah, Pia. That's another thing, too. Get a solar power generator. That is a bad mother. Takes nothing but the sun to light it up, charge it up, and that's it. Charge it up to 100%. Y'all get to watching the tablet in the car and eating some chips and dip or whatever you get into your bug out spot. Then you good. That's just in case. If and when. Because I would love to be wrong. I swear I'd love to. Certain things, I don't want to be the right person in the room when certain stuff happen. It's just the fact that there's a lot of bull crap out here. And we as people had to deal with this craziness for a minute. Another thing. And this will be my last thing because I'm literally at my destination. I'm sorry about that, y'all. I have to dip every time I'm at my destination. So this will be it. Warned you. A lot of times that people are saying do not gather in groups. If you notice this, if you don't gather in groups, it's very easy for somebody to come and get you. To grab you and everybody in your house. A lot of people don't even think to help thy neighbor anymore. So if the SWAT team, let's just say a SWAT team of 300 come and grab your neighbors, what would you literally do? But if a SWAT team of 300 come and grab you and your whole family, you know it's not going down that easy. If you think about it real quick, I know they talking about because it's a disease, but I guarantee that this shit ain't no mistake. And not only just that, the guy that said on CNN the other day, how he said he felt like he felt all cool and relaxed to lay back and let the disease just take over than standing up. Because when he stand up, he felt like he was super, super sick and about to throw up. But he said after 25 minutes or 40 minutes of that, he said that's the only way he stayed alive. So the way to stay alive towards this is to basically go through the torture of standing up and being a little active. That's crazy. He said it felt like he was high. And everything else when he was sitting down. But if you do have a respiratory problem, asthma, bronchitis, and different other things, literally, bro, this is hard. Please put that mask on. And please don't even leave. But let you know real quick, just in case when shit hit the fan, you and your whole family probably need to go in y'all vehicles and bug out to this random location that you have that you don't tell too many people about, but you still told your fam, grab your guns, throw it, you know, be protected. And grab your other stuff, be protected, and grab your vitamins that I just told you about, be protected, and grab everything you need to do. One more thing real quick. Before you be protected, I need you to be protected one other type of way. Grab your Bible. Stop playing. A lot of people are like, I am still atheist. What are you proving? You're not proving anything. You believe? A lot of people say, I don't believe in God because I'm with the LGBT. Look, real quick. God never stopped believing in you. You can't read none of his word? You mean to tell me exactly what he said around this time exactly? You mean to tell me what? He said this millions of thousands of years ago, and you mean to tell me now you're still not convinced? You wake up and everything every single day, but you're not convinced? Come on, y'all. And those that do have a spiritual background and everything else, I want you to do me one favor. I love that you have a spiritual background. But also, I'm going to tell you one thing at the same time. If you say that, oh yeah, this whole thing, God got me 100% protected, I don't need to do nothing at all to protect myself, and I am A-okay, I need you to shut up. I need you to come to reality real quick. And before you even stop, don't hit that button. Before you stop to try to hit the button because I told you to shut up and you feel offended, I need you to grow a pair. Look, P.S. People, we got to stop. We got to stop being like, God going to save me all the time with no warnings. God gave you warnings 4 or 5 years ago. Hey, son, how you doing? God gave you warnings 4 or 5 years ago. And next thing you know, as he gave you these warnings, the fish warning. Fish just jumped out of the sea and they dead. The bird warning. Birds fell off out the sky and they dead. The other warnings they have. All the warnings happened. Look at the world. It's in chaos. Exactly the time that he said it. And the Mayan's calendar was the time that it really started. 12/21/12. It really started. So come on. We gotta get right. Get right with your Christ. Get saved. And everything else. Because if stuff hit the fan and we all go, I want to at least see you on the other side and be like, I heard your radio show. Like, what? Holler back. Your boy DJ Fluff 313. Remember, follow me on everything, Instagram and everything else. DJ Fluff 313. Thank you, guys. Say goodbye, Jay.
Goodbye.
That's my son. My gift. Look at that boy. Goodbye, y'all.